In 1961, I received my first Adesh from the mother. She said, in her powerful voice, "You must bring down a new music." I was only 23, and she had just given me my initiation into the integral yoga. And so I wept and I wept. And when I finished weeping, she talked to me about music. Now for the past 50-something years, this is what I have been doing. And the Om Choir began in 2003. So we are completing our ninth year now. And we have a core group, but we always have many visitors from different countries. And they go back to their countries and they begin Om Choirs. I just received a letter from a man in Holland. And he said that, "I feel that Mother wants an Om Choir here." And now many countries have Om Choirs. We sing only Om, because Om is the effectuating word. It has the power of transformation and the power to heal. When we meet each Tuesday, we begin with some exercises to prepare the instrument, just as an athlete has to prepare before he or she runs a marathon or any other exercise. And these are exercises that are traditional for centuries for singers of all kinds, operatic singers, choral singers. Then when we have practiced for a while, we concentrate a few lines from Savitri or Mother or Sri Aurobindo are read. And then somehow the miracle begins and an Om arises from this collective soul, so powerful that people at times have tremendous experiences, are moved to tears. Our work is to be instruments. We don't sing to the divine. We open as instruments for the divine music to sing through us. We are the instruments. I welcome you all to future Om Choirs at Savitri Bhavan. Tonight you will know something of what this experience is like, because it is the experience of a collective soul, a holy body, where we aspire to recognize the unity that we already are. And that is by the divine grace realized very often in the Om Choirs. So we have only 45 minutes today. Now to properly do this exercise, we should put an H in front of the M, and we should feel it through the nostrils, and the lower tone should be felt in the chest. These are chest tones. When we get up higher, we will have head tones, but these are chest tones. We need good energy. Posture would be nice, fairly good posture. Front. Mm-hmm. have to learn gradually how to take a breath. The breath is taken with a quick sniff through the nose. The chest and the upper body is relaxed. There's no lifting of the shoulders or the chest. All of the work takes place right here in the diaphragm. And I can do it silently. And all of the lung area is filled to capacity. Now, the ribs are expanded. And there's a balloon of air in there. And no one can crush that. We've had that experience many times, people trying to crush someone's ribs, usually mine, and cannot succeed. Because you can't crush a balloon. Now, the key to this is that if you collapse the ribs when you start singing, you just gave away all the breath that you took in. So you want to breathe, and then we use this muscle called the diaphragm. My example, my best example, is watch a baby lying on its side and taking a breath. It does absolutely what a singer does. It's under no stress at all. It's just lying there sleeping. But the baby's ribs go back in. Ours cannot. Until there's no more air in the lungs. Because the diaphragm is pushing that air up and supporting the tone. And when we speak from the diaphragm, instead of lazily, as I often do, you can hear the difference in the resonance. There's no more effort involved. It's simply the diaphragm working. So our next exercise is on ha. And to do the ha, bring the diaphragm in quickly. Ha! Now, if we open our mouths all the way, we'll have twice the sound with no more effort. Can we try that? Have you ever seen an opera singer with her mouth closed? No. Wide open. Yes, just like that. Ha! Okay, that gets us breathing a bit, huh? Now, to exercise further, we want to stretch our range, the range of our voice. No, 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 no. And we'll go up as high as we can. When we get higher, we really must use the diaphragm. And if it gets too high for some of you men, and lower altos in the ladies, just drop out. No. Times in our life, we certainly know it well. Okay? No.
No, 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 no.
Color that O a little deeper. So instead of no, no, we want to achieve that beauty, because after all, that will be the beginning of our OM. No, no,
no, no, no, no, no.
Support. Because the next work is very challenging. It is to go as deeply as possible within and to blend each voice so that there's no clashing of timbres, of quality of sound. And I'll just do this, and that will mean this quadrant, if you will. So we have some men's voices over here, it'll be the lower voices. So we're going to start with just three tones. If you can do the same note, we'll start it again. Increase in volume, up to a crescendo, and down to a pianissimo. Absolutely true. This would not be possible but for the divine grace. To make a choir of some nearly 100 people, who many of whom never met each other before or never sang together, and suddenly this beauty is coming down and coming through. For that, my gratitude is infinite. Deeper listening of the soul, let us go within. We'll have a few lines from Savitri or something of the mother or Sri Aurobindo, and then the first om begins. There are only two things I tell our own choirs. One is that anyone can begin if they feel something descending, because we are all one soul. Two, there are no wrong notes. No one can judge the aspiration, the devotion, or the offering of anyone else. Let us feel it as one sacred body, a true collective oneness through Om. By the opening of the heart, the mother's presence begins to be felt, and by the opening to her power above, the force of the higher consciousness comes down into the body and works there to change the whole nature. Sri Aurobindo. It is due to the divine grace that you are here. Be happy, Mother. Shyness, ego, and mind all have to be left outside the door because we are instruments for the new world, for the transformation. And if we have only one note, let us sing that one note. If many notes are in us and come through us, sing many notes. Take away shyness. Take away the judgment of the mind. This is much higher than the mind can conceive. And what is the end of the whole matter? As if honey could taste itself and all its drops together, and all its drops could taste each other, and each the whole honeycomb as itself. So should the end be with God and the soul of man and the universe. Love is the keynote. Joy is the music. Power is the strain. Knowledge is the performer. The infinite all is the composer and audience. We know only the preliminary discords, which are as fierce as the harmony shall be great, but we shall arrive surely at the fugue of the divine beatitudes, Mother, in the supreme discovery. last words of Savitri, returning to earth with Satyavan. Awakened to the meaning of my heart, that to feel love and oneness is to live. And this, the magic of our golden change, is all the truth I know or seek, O sage. To feel love and oneness is to live. For the fourth om, we usually stand because the body is in the most receptive position to receive the music.